Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Surprised by God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Roxana Jones. The scripture is Exodus, chapter 17, verses 8 through 14. If you haven't done so already, we suggest that you pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection.
It was a cloudy Sunday morning when the unsuspecting parishioners arrived for church. The doors were open, but there was nobody inside. There was no smiling greeter to shake a hand or welcome a visitor. No one took the crying babies to the nursery. The video screens were blank. There was no welcome or advertisements of events to come that would inform or keep people occupied before the service began. No one sat at the organ or the piano, and the room was silent. The sanctuary was dark. No lights were on, and it seemed that God Himself had even added His own unique touch. The clouds outside prevented sunshine from coming through the windows, and the normally inviting room was dreary. There weren't even any flowers, not a single bulb on the altar. The congregation sat, confused, silent, and uneasy. Everybody kept looking at their watches and their phones and wondered if they had somehow managed to enter the twilight zone. And in their distress, nobody talked. Finally, arriving somewhat late, the minister walked in. He looked around and took to the stage. "What's going on here?" Since there was no one in the sound booth, his voice was barely audible. "Hey, I can't do this by myself," he shouted. "Will somebody please help?" Up from the back of the room, a voice shouted out, "Preacher, I can play the piano." Another chimed, "I'll play the organ." And another, "I'll take the babies to the nursery." On and on, one after another came forward. "I'll sing in the choir." "Me too." "I'll take up the offering." "I'll work the sound." "I'll put up the visuals." "Hey, I can at least turn on the lights and maybe even adjust the air conditioning." Not wanting to be left out, a very senior adult managed to make it up to the front and place a beautiful bouquet on the altar. The smell filled the room with a sweetness that would have pleased God Himself. All around that room, people began to take their places, and what had been taken for granted week after week suddenly came to life. As the lights came on, black and white worship was transformed into living color. As the music came to a crescendo, a young boy walked up the aisle carrying the cross, and as he put it in place, the congregation smiled. Now, let me tell you a story about a friend of mine from my days at Fairview. Her name was Jennifer, but everybody who knows her calls her Jen. She has a smile that fills the room and a personality just as big as that grin. Jen was a little rough around the edges and had met some Christians who were anything but what the label implied. Jen's a great mother with two of the cutest little red-headed girls you can imagine. It was time for them to start in preschool, and Fairview Church had a preschool with a good reputation. Because of her previous encounters with Christians, Jen wanted no part of the church. But since the preschool entered from the other side of the building, as far from the sanctuary as possible, well, she agreed to take her girls there. The directors and the teachers from the preschool made those little redheads feel totally at home. One day, in casual conversation, Jen told the directors how much the girls were enjoying school, and Christy, the director, commented that Jen should bring them on Sunday, when the girls' teachers also worked in the children's division of the church. There'd be no judging, no expectation, just an invitation to come and see. Jen and her husband talked it over and decided that they would give it a try. After all, they wanted something better for their children, and maybe, just maybe, this was it. They arrived that Sunday morning, and Jen was visibly shaking. She could barely force herself out of the car as the first service ended and people began to spill out into the parking lot. She watched as people were talking and laughing and hugging, and even as she walked past them, they smiled in her direction. Inside, there was a gray-headed greeter named David. David carries candy in his pocket just for the kids, and when he saw those girls, he asked permission to give them a piece. Jen was amazed as he knelt down and with a smile offered the sweet treat to those little redheads. Jen and her husband took a chance, and they filled out the attendance card that morning with no expectation of anything but maybe intrusion. That afternoon, I got the card. As was my custom, I was the first to get those cards, and I would call first-timers to answer any questions and simply say welcome. Only a few seconds had passed in our conversation when I could tell that Jen and I were meant to be friends. I could hear her tone soften, and she began to relax when she suddenly blurted, "I do have one question." Well, maybe it's more of a comment than it is a question. Hesitantly, she gulped and said, "I believe in God, but I'm still trying to figure this Jesus out." Perhaps it was her sheer honesty, but I laughed out loud and I replied, "Oh, Jen, we all are." And a friendship that continues to this day was born. Jen came by the office one day and ran into our minister of music. Wesley believes that everybody can sing, or at least ought to. So he invited Jen to choir. This beautiful, lost, misplaced, child of God had never sung one note of church music. She didn't know one lyric of a religious nature, not even "Jesus Loves Me" or "Amazing Grace." "No problem," he said. "You'll do great. See you on Wednesday." And so, in expectation of her visit, we asked one of our choir members to greet her and show her the ropes in this new, unfamiliar world. Becky was wonderful and talkative. In between navigating the unfamiliar language of music, Becky asked Jen if she would like to come to her small group. What kind of group? And once again, the guards went up and the nerves took hold. Sensing her discomfort, Becky said, "Oh, you'll just love it. Just come and see." And once again, Jen ventured into the unknown. Typically, as summer approaches and schedules get hectic, the small groups in the church would dismiss for the summer. Yvonne walked into my office to return a video one of the groups had been using. At least I thought that was the reason for her visit. Instead, she began, "We've decided to keep the group going this summer. There's a new girl, maybe you've met her, and we just think she might need our company. We want to repeat the study we've been doing. Jen has lots of questions, and we thought we could all learn right along with her." All those encounters, and God had a surprise. Was it for Jen, or was it for all the others? On a bright Sunday morning, Jen knelt at the altar along with her husband, and the two were baptized and gave their hearts to this Jesus who we are all still figuring out. This incredible God was always waiting. He'd use the smile of a preschool director, the candy in the hand of a white-headed greeter, the persuasion of a music director, the invitation of a choir member, and the welcoming engagement of a small group to lead the way and open the door. The scripture for today's devotion takes place after the children of Israel had left Egypt. Hot and tired and in the desert heat, they came face to face with the Amalekites. But God was with them. He would use their hands and feet to face the enemy. Moses had met God in the burning bush when he was already 80 years old. Since then, there had been all those encounters with Pharaoh, all the plagues, all the complaining children, all those long, hot days in the desert. He must have been exhausted. And now, here were the Amalekites. God had yet another chore to be done and yet another surprise to offer. Can't you just hear the crackling old voice of Moses? "Hey, I can't do this alone. Will somebody please help?" So Joshua picks up his sword, and with the young, inexperienced former slaves following him, they march into battle. Moses lifts up the staff of God, a lot heavier than it used to be. The staff begins to drop, and the momentum of the battle turns in favor of the enemy. Hur and Aaron stand by their old friend and steady his arms. The simple task did not require a Ph.D. in theology. It was willing hearts and strong hands that would win the day. God provided the victory, and his followers provided the sweat. On and on our God surprises us. He uses the simple, the inexperienced, the amateur, the modest, the plain, and he performs the miracles. He uses what's in our hands, and he brings worship to life. Wayward children come home, and battles are won. What a God we serve. what surprises he might still do if we're willing to answer the call. Hey, can anybody help? Let us pray. God of miracles and God of surprises, we do not understand how you can extend such grace. We thank you for your unfailing love and humbly offer all that we are in your service. Strengthen our hearts, our minds, our bodies as we offer up our little gifts in your service. Help us to see the opportunities before us, and may we be willing to follow you into battle. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Surprised by God. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.